When Simon Shimon Tassif Gimel, we saw that the Mechaber says that you're allowed to be in Rosh HaSarabim with an object and give the object to your friend who's within 4 amos of you, and then he gives it to the next person within 4 amos of him, etc., as long as you don't leave your personal tum. However, there is an opinion which says that this is prohibited. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, according to this opinion, even when they permitted one to carry less than dalet amos, like if it's dark, if Shabbos is coming or something like that, so then we allow you to walk dalet amos, pachos mi dalet amos, in order to get to your place, as we saw in Reish Samech Vav. Or if you find tefillin, you're allowed to walk pachos mi dalet amos in order to move it on Shabbos. If it's with a couple of different people, that's worse, because there's a greater degradation to Shabbos if you do it with a bunch of people carrying pachos mi dalet amos, as opposed to the person himself carrying pachos mi dalet amos. Earlier in Simon Shin Aleph, the Mechaber paskins like the first opinion to be lenient on passing something within dalet amos to another person, and so on and so forth. However, for Advarishas, it seems like one should be concerned for the opinion which prohibits. That's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. So since the Mechaber over here brings the opinion which prohibits, even though earlier he was Sosim Lahakel, when it's Advarishas, so then one should be Machmir. The Mishnah Berurah continues to comment and says that which the Mechaber allows a bunch of people to carry, pachos mi dalet amos, that only works in Rosh HaSarabim or in a Carmelist to allow you to carry something. But to take something from Rosh HaSayachah to a Carmelist won't help you, even if you're going to carry pachos mi dalet amos. And therefore, it's not good that which some people do on Shabbos, where they give the Sefer Torah to the shul, and then they take it out into the street. They want to get it from the shul to the street, and the way they get it from the shul to the street, the shuls are shesayachid, and the streets of Carmelis, is by passing it to someone else, pachos mi dalet amos. So he says that this is prohibited. The Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't work. The Taz says that even through a non-Jew, you're not allowed to take it out from the house by doing to get the Sefer Torah from the shul out to the Carmelis. But for sure, using pachos mi dalet amos is not going to help you. The Shaar HaTzion quotes Eben Ozer, who says that the way to be making this situation was to be to have one person do the Akira and one person do the Hanacha outside. But the Beis Meir says that this is prohibited as well. Sif Dalid, Hayu Shnayim Mixas Hamosov Shel Zeh B'Soch Hamosov Shel Zeh. If you had two people and they each had some food and they were at the beginning of each individual's Dalid Amos, Kon Sheyesh B'Neihem Sheish Amos, and there's 6 Amos between the two of them, so each one is allowed to walk dalet amos towards each other, as long as they don't go outside of their individual dalet amos, they're now able to eat together. If there were 3 of them, and the middle guy, his area is swallowed up by the other two, they all share a specific area of their 4 amos, like if there's 8 amos between the outer 2 guys, so then he's allowed to eat with each of those 2 people, since he's included in them. But obviously, the outer 2 guys wouldn't be able to eat with each other, because there's more than 4 amos between them. You're not allowed to carry something by carrying it less than dalet amos each time. The Mishnah Berurah says that we're concerned that maybe you'll come to carry dalet amos at once, because you're not going to pay attention, you're going to come to do a do'oraisa. So there were times where we do permit pachos mei arba amos for various reasons, such as someone who's coming on the way and he realizes that he has money, so he's allowed to carry a pachos mei dalet amos that we saw in Siman Reish Samech Vav, or in Siman Shin Aleph. It discusses if you find tefillin and they're munach bebizayon and you want to move it, you're allowed to do pachos mei dalet amos. In Siman Shin Ches, discusses moving if there's a coat, a spike, a thorn in a Rosh HaSarabim, you'd be allowed to move it, pachos mi dalet amos. So there are times where we allow you to carry pachos mi dalet amos in a case of need, but stam, to carry less than dalet amos, would not be permissible, would still be asur midrabanan. Just carrying one time less than dalet amos, the Mishnah Berurah says that for sure is going to be mutter, because you're allowed to go carry less than 4 amos in a Rosh HaSarabim. We're talking about where you want to carry 4 amos, stop, carry 4 amos, stop, carry 4 amos, stop. Even this, as the Mishnah Berurah, it's only called less than dalet amos if you stop to rest in between, because it's like you're putting down the object within 4 amos. But if you stop within 4 amos just to fix the load or something like that, so that's like you're continuing to walk, and it doesn't count as less than dalet amos, and then it would even be asur midoraisa.